各位弟兄姐妹们好。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
我是朱安华，和道团契。
My name is An Hua Chu, and I'm from Walnut Fellowship.
我经常问我自己，什么是苦难
？I ask myself all the time, what is suffering?
Yeah, 也就是也可以说，什么事是苦难的事
？Or in other words, what constitutes suffering?
我想一个不平安的事，或者一个不可预期的难事发生在你身上。
Sometimes a unexpected or unpleasant things may happen on you.
你可能像我没有办法面对，也没有办法处理。
Maybe we cannot face up to the difficult and the suffering at this time.
因为我使不上力，那种无力感使我心力交瘁。
Because I'm helpless, I cannot do anything about it, so I'm very aggravated.
不可终日。
And find it difficult, you know, to live my life.
所以我想，那就是所谓的苦难的事。
I believe that's what I believe to be suffering.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
A gospel according to John, chapter 16, verse 33 says,
耶稣说，我告诉你们，你只要在我里面，你就有平安。世上是有苦难，但是你放心，我战胜了世界，我战胜了苦难。
Jesus says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
是的，在人世间，苦难是不可避免的。
Indeed, in this world, suffering is inevitable.
但是你只要信，在耶稣里面你就有平安。
But as long as you believe it, there's peace inside Jesus Christ.
是的，我信。
Yes, I do believe.
耶稣与我同在，耶稣与我感同身受，我不能他能。
Jesus walks with me. He's with me all the time. Even though I can't, he can.
所以苦难跟随的是祝福跟恩典。
So suffering is God's blessing and grace in disguise.
今天我要跟各位分享的我的故事，它的题目叫感谢主，我得了癌症。
I want to share with brothers and sisters that thank God I have cancer.
记得在四年前我女儿生第二个 baby 的时候，她得了产后忧郁症。
About 4 years ago, my daughter suffered pretty bad postpartum depression.
当时她所受的苦，在我眼里看到，我心里非常不舍。
At the time, I was very sad and to see her to go through that difficult period of time.
但是还不仅仅如此，因为她不知道她受苦。
More than that, she did not recognize that she was suffering from depression.
因为她不承认自己有病，更不愿意去看医生。
She didn't admit that, and she refused to go to see a doctor.
做一个父亲，你会心碎。
As a father, I was heartbroken.
我当时呢，就好像在一个旋转的铁笼里面，一只奔跑的松鼠一样。
At the time, I felt like I was a squirrel inside a cage.
我什么也做不了。
There's nothing I could do about it.
一筹莫展。
There's nothing. Everything is futile.
我试着想用我的能力，我的经验，去帮助她，来对抗这个产后忧郁症。
I tried to help her based on my personal experiences and to help her to deal with the depression.
事实上呢，我连跟她 communicate， 我跟她交通能力都没有。
In fact, I found it almost impossible to communicate with her.
所以说，人世间太多事情是超过我们能力范围。
So in this world, there are so many things that are beyond our capabilities.
我自不量力，我像蜡烛两头烧，白天呢要赶我的研究计划，晚上还要回来陪着不睡觉的女儿。
I was doing a very stressful job during the day, and I came back in the evening to watch out for my daughter, so I was burning candle at two ends.
同时我要在网络上 Google 这个 emotion disorder 它的医学报告和它治疗的方法等等。
At the same time, I have to go online to do research about emotional disorder to see what kind of treatments are available.
很快，不到一年的时间，在我例行的每年的检查报告，发现我的肺长了一个恶性肿瘤，3.2公分。
Within a year, during a routine physical checkup, I found out that I have a malignant tumor in my lung, which is about three centimeters wide.
3.2, yeah, close.
3.2 centimeters.
感谢主，我得了癌症。
Thank God that I have cancer.
因为让我有机会摆下了重担。
Because God gave me opportunity to lay down all the burden.
我转向神。
I turned to God.
让我有一次重生的机会跟喜悦。
So that I have a chance to be born again.
同时我女儿也在神的带领下非常奇妙的奇迹般的她接受了治疗而现在也康复了。
And thank God, at the same time, my daughter received treatment, recognized that she was sick, and miraculously was rehabilitated.
同时我也感谢主，我成为团契的一员。
Thank God, I also became a member of my fellowship.
我在团契的弟兄姐妹们，他们的服事中，以及他们生活、生命改变的那种见证中。我看到成为一个基督徒的福气。
I see with my own eyes the blessings, based on what I see in the brothers and sisters in my fellowship, the way they transformed themselves, the way they conducted themselves, in Jesus Christ.
同时呢，我也上主日学，在主日学老师的带领下，我从理性的认知。到心灵的感受。
At the same time, I attended Sunday Bible study classes, and God also changed me in many ways.
同时，从一个人本主义的自我，到以耶稣基督为中心的信仰的价值观。
From a humanist.I changed into someone who believes that Jesus is the center of our life and we have a new set of values from Jesus Christ.
我再一次重新看到神。
Once again, I saw God.
现在我充满了信心。
Now I'm very hopeful.
我知道只有从耶稣基督的话语跟不断的祷告你才能够真正发现到那超然的那个力量那个超自然的力量
I know that I may experience supernatural forces as long as I believe in God's word and believe in Jesus Christ
在这里我也要向为非常关心我而为我祷告的弟兄姐妹们， 我在此向各位道一声诚挚的谢意。
At the same time, I want to extend a heartfelt thanks to those brothers and sisters who have remembered me in their prayers.
我向各位报告一下我治疗的近况。
I'm going to share with you what my treatment and my current situation.
去年底我的医生告诉我。
Towards the end of last year, my doctors told me,
你的癌症复发了。
That your cancer has returned.
3年前我的左肺呢做了一个开刀。
Three years ago, I had a surgery on the left side of my lung.
切除了三分之二，是癌症一期，肺癌一期，切除了三分之二。
It was first stage of cancer, so they cut two-thirds of my left lung.
现在已经转移到右边。
Now it has metastasized into the right side of my lung.
同时在胸肋骨上也发现黑点。
At the same time, they also found out there are black spots on the left side of my chest ribs.
当初他们发现我左边的肺癌呢，它的突变基因呢叫做 EGFR。
At the time, they found out that the cancer cells is a mutated gene called EGFR.
所以他用标靶治疗的药叫做 Tarceva.
So they used an anti-drug medication called Tarceva, which is targeted at the cancer cells.
经过五个月的治疗
After 5 months of treatment,
宣告无效
The doctor said it's very ineffective.
在我难过了一整天之后，感谢主，主与我同在，我继续向前走。
I lost heart for a day, but then I prayed, and God has given me confidence again.
然后我进入到化疗。
Then I went through chemotherapy.
化疗五个月来，感谢主，我的右边的 tumor 肿瘤和我的这个淋巴结 缩小。
So for the past 5 months, I've been going through chemotherapy, and thank God, the tumor on my left lung and the lymph node has been shrinking all the time.
但是在肋骨上的黑点好像仍然存在。
But the dark spots on my chest ribs are still there.
所以医生准备要用更重的药。
So the doctors are prepared to use more heavier doses of drugs.
不过我在的病假呢，这一很长一段时间，我还剩下半个月的病假。
I have about half a month of sick leave left.
而我决定在今年底退休。
And I've decided to retire at the end of the year.
我在加工理工学院的 JPL 工作。
I've been working for JPL of Caltech.
Yeah, 我是在雷达影像跟太空船的 soft landing 的 section 工作了24年。
I've been working there for 24 years in the department of radar imaging and 宇宙飞船的软着陆。
谢谢。虽然我很喜欢我的工作。但是很不幸，我没有照顾我的身体。
I like my job a lot, but I failed to take care of my body.
所以我在这向各位兄弟姐妹，请你每一年做一个很彻底的全身健康检查。
So I urge every brother and sister here to at least have one comprehensive physical checkup every year.
Yeah, 因为癌症是一个慢性病，要预防胜于治疗，要早及早发现。
So the earlier you discover, the better.
如果太晚发现了 it's too late. That spread out the whole body, it's too late.
If it's too late, 它就会转移到全身。
是的，活着呢，是神给我最真实的礼物。
Life is the best gift God has given me.
死亡带来恐惧、无助与虚空。
Death brings fears, a sense of helplessness and void.
在我病痛苦难的中的时候，我的经验知识通通 useless 的，通通无用武之地。
When I was sick, all the experiences accumulated wisdom, they are no good at all.
剩下来的 是什么呢？剩下只是一个渺小、微不足道的身躯而已。
What's left is a very insignificant body.
任由那个负面的思潮像排山倒海一样扑来。
That huge wave of helplessness is crushing me.
日日夜夜。
Day and night.
记得有一次化疗。
I remember during one chemotherapy session,
我的胃反胃，非常难过，同时又咳嗽。
I had a very bad upset stomach, and at the same time, I was coughing very badly.
全身无力，几乎没办法呼吸。
I felt so weak, I found it difficult to breathe.
好像第一次 touch 到死亡。
As if I touched death.
所以我跟我姐妹说，随时随地要送我到急诊室去。
I told my wife to get prepared to get me to the emergency room at any time.
在那时候呢，我祷告，但祷告都没有用，祷告不出来。
Then I prayed. I even found it difficult to pray.
我的姐妹说，那你就说哈利路亚，感谢主嘛。
Then my wife told me, all you need to say is hallelujah, thank God.
所以我就把手弄得胸这边，我说哈利路亚，哎，那个气就随着哈利路亚很节奏的，哈利路亚感谢，哈利路亚感谢。
Then I put my hand on my chest and I did what my wife told me. I said hallelujah, and all of a sudden I found it possible to breathe.
虽然能呼吸，但是全身还是不对。
Even though I was breathing, but I felt my body is out of whack.
因为那种恶心，那种身体的无力。又要咳嗽，呼吸又很困难。
The nausea, I felt very bad. And also I was coughing pretty bad too.
所以我这样做，按照正常的话，做一个半个小时，手就已经酸了。
So I've been, if I'm talking like this for half an hour, I'll be very, very tired.
但是很奇妙的，整个晚上从7点到11点钟，我就可以一直这样子摸。我不晓得那个力量从哪里来的 ，I don't know.
But that night, from 7 to 10, I was doing that all the time. I don't know where my strength came from, but I was able to do that for several hours.
我只是说哈利路亚，感谢主。
All I said is hallelujah, thank God.
差不多12点多钟以后，我就不晓得了，就睡着的样子。
Around 12 midnight, I fell asleep, and I didn't know that either.
等第二天早上起来，好像没有发生任何事一样。我像正常人一样。
Next morning, I woke up very normal. I don't remember what happened. I felt as normal as possible.
好像昨天只是一场梦一样。
As if, you know, whatever happened the day before was a dream.
我又恢复变正常人。
And I was normal like a normal person.
我照照镜子。
I look at myself in the mirror.
I'm still I am. Who I am?
我看到我还是自己。
就这样子隔一段时间以后。
After a while.
我可以睡得着。
I could sleep.
我吃得下。
I could eat.
我可运动。
I could move.
所以我想我不至于像我医生根据他的统计表上说我只有半年到一年的寿命。
My doctor told me I have half a year to live. I think I could do better than what the doctor said.
所以医生他只能治病。
So the doctors, they can only cure disease.
也只有我们的主耶稣他能治命。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, he gives life.
在这一段时间，我真正能够体会到，你只要主救你，主就跟你同在，主就跟你感同身受。
So during my suffering, I realized that God is with me all the time. As long as I pray, God is with me. He will help me. He will support me.
所以主耶稣他的鞭伤医治了我的疾病。
So Jesus Christ has cured me.
而我也拒绝疾病控制我的身体。
And I refuse to let cancer to take over my body.
我要让耶稣的生命流到我的身体里面。
I want the life of Jesus Christ to flow over into my body.
让我每一个细胞都得到医治。
So that every cell in my body is going to be renewed.
虽然我不知道主耶稣要我活多久。
Even though I don't know how long Jesus want me to live.
一个月。
One month.
半年
，Half a year，
一年
，A year，
十年
，Ten years，
But it's not the point。哎，那不是关键。
That's all beside the point。
关键在 ，Every day is gift。
The key is 每天都是神给的礼物。
我们都晓得现代医学告诉我们化疗是没有办法根治癌症的。
We know modern medicine tells us that chemotherapy cannot cure cancer.
如果你想医治癌症是有方法的。
If you want to cure cancer, there's a way.
就是你的免疫系统跟你的周遭环境。
And the key is your immune system and the surrounding environment.
那免疫系统就是我们神给我们最好最贴心的医生。
And the immune system is the best God-given gift.
只不过我们长期的去 abuse 它，长期的去折腾了它。
But we always abuse our immune system.
所以我今天在这个地方做个野人献曝，怎么去增强你的免疫系统。
So let me share with you a little bit about how to increase your immune system.
我想你们都知道，第一个要吃健康的食物。
First, you got to eat healthy food.
多吃青菜、水果。
A lot of vegetables.
少吃动物脂肪。
Less of animal-based food.
当然，并不是不吃，因为立位记里面也讲，你要只要吃干净的动物，但是要少吃。
Less of it.
第二个，你要喝干净的水，你要 circulate your body.
Second, you got to drink plenty of water.
第三个，你要运动，每天要运动至少半小时，散步是最好的。能够让它流汗，就代表它 active 你的 self-defense 的 system.
Third, you got to exercise at least an hour every day.
然后你要有充足的睡眠。
And plenty of sleep.
这样你才有机会去重新 rebuild your immune system.
That way you can rebuild your immune system.
Yeah. 但是这都不是真正的关键，关键是下面两点。
But the key is the next two points.
喜乐的心才是良药。
A pleasant heart is the best medicine.
如果你没有正向思考，你对你的工作没有喜乐的心去接受。
if you don't have a joyful heart to face your job.
那你脑筋里面的 chemical 的分泌，它会整个把你的 inner system 搞乱掉。
Then the chemicals, it's going to mess up your whole body system.
我想医学上也早已证明，当你喜乐的时候，你的脑里面的 dopamine 会分泌，你的肾上腺会分泌。
When you're joyful, you will have more dopamine from your brain.
Dopamine 类似一种人体的咖啡因，这个肾上腺就是我们一般讲的类固醇，但不是人造类固醇。是神造的，在你身体里面的一个自然类固醇，它是把你所有 information， 就是所有体内发炎的，不是因为细菌，而是体内发炎的所谓的这个氧化作用，什么自由基等等，它会把它清除掉。
They will help to eliminate free cells and oxygenation.
Yeah.所以说你要喜乐，喜乐心是良药。最后一点，你要 trust God， 因为那个超自然的力量是从神来的。
Last point, you got to trust in the God, because that's where the supernatural powers came from.
所以我刚才提到，你叫我这样子弄个十五分钟我都累死，我那天弄了将近四五个小时。 I don't know where that strength come from.
As I said before, you know, I could do that for more than 3 hours that night. I didn't even know where the strength came from.
Okay, 最后呢，我想用一个各位非常熟悉也是我喜欢的经文做一个结论。
To end my testimonial, I'm going to cite a passage from the Bible.
看见一个生来就瞎眼的人，所以门徒就问耶稣说，老师，这个生来瞎眼的人是他犯了罪呢，还是他父母犯了罪？
I saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents?
耶稣说，不是这个人犯罪，也不更不是他父母犯罪，而是要在他身上彰显神的作为，而成为别人的祝福。
Jesus said, "Neither this man nor his parents," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life."
所以耶稣在医治这位瞎眼人的时候，用地上的尘土，活上他的唾液，浮在他的双眼上。之后告诉这位下人，剩下来是你的工作，你到那个水之边把它洗掉。
So Jesus spit on the ground, mixed it up with some mud, and put that on his eyes, and told him to wash it off in the pool.
这位瞎眼人信心满满的，照着耶稣的吩咐，完成整个治疗的程序。
And this man followed whatever Jesus told him to do.
从此他勇敢地为主做见证，因为他重见光明。
And after that, he went everywhere to give testimonials to God.
是的，苦难经过我们的信心，它带来的是恩典与祝福。所以显而易见的，我要说感谢主，我得了癌症。
So suffering is a God's grace and God's mercy in disguise. Therefore, it's very natural that I should say, "Thank God, I have cancer."
谢谢给我这个时间分享我的故事。
Thank you.